Welcome to Tool World. We're your hosts. I'm Gordon Ju.
And I'm David Ju, and we're here to discuss everything about IGF patterns. If you're interested in learning more, make sure to like the podcast.
All right, welcome back to the Tool World podcast. I'm your host, David Ju, and I'm here with Master Ju.
Tool World.
That's right. Anyways, this week we're going to talk a little bit about... What are we talking about?
Experts.
What about them?
Experts. These stripes on your shoulder and leg says that you are an expert in taekwondo.
Thank you.
Right? Mm-hmm. Fourth degree and above are considered experts, right?
Yeah.
And first or third degrees, novice. Seventh degree and above, master.
Right.
Okay, so what is an expert? That's kind of the question I have. What do you think? What makes an expert? Because you're a fourth degree.
Probably go with, I'd probably say someone that's an expert is someone that's had a lot of experience.
Has a lot of experience. Yeah, let's take it out of the taekwondo curriculum or taekwondo idea. I think it's kind of interesting just because you have a lot of these courses and requirements, right? And you get certified. Does that make you an expert? I don't know. I took a cardio kickboxing course I passed that allowed me to be a cardio kickboxing instructor, right? Or maybe a Krav Maga instructor because I took a test. Does that make me an expert in Krav Maga? I don't know. I passed that test, though.
Oh, you did?
Right.
Is that hypothetical or?
I'm hypothetical in the Krav Maga. I'm not taking that test. I'm just using that one. But cardio kickboxing, I did.
Yeah.
And so, and I kind of do make fun of that sometimes because, you know, just because you got a certificate and you took a course and you got certified, does that make you an expert? And I don't know if that really is. It just says that you took the course, you know. People could jump into your class and go, yeah, that was awesome, or not too good. But that, let's say you went to a class and they're qualified and you walk out going, that was not a good class.
Right.
Didn't really know what he was talking about, but he's certified.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Right.
And then you could go to a course and you just walk out of the class. Oh my God, that was so, I got so much out of it, so much knowledge. But he's not certified.
Yeah.
I mean, that can happen.
Right.
Right? And so, but what's the difference? And I think what you just said is really true. It's your experience, right? Because someone is a plumber who did the test for the state, is now authorized to do plumbing work. Does he do good work? Is he an expert? Or the guy that has been doing it for years and years and years. Which one are you going to go with? I think I want to go with the one that's been doing it for years and years and years because he's really the expert, right?
Right.
Because he's done it so many times. So when we bring it back to the taekwondo world, being a fourth degree, although technically I guess you could say he's a fourth degree black belt and it's expert. Right. I would hope that's the case because to become a fourth degree black belt, I would hope that they've been they train all the time. You know, I would hope, right? Not once a week, not once a month, or once a year, whatever it is. And the time was up, and then they got the test. Does that happen? Unfortunately, probably more than you think. I'm guessing. I'm not. I can't say yes or no. You would just have to decide on what you contribute, right? And I've said this before. You know, it's like. Sometimes you go, I'll just say for myself, did I do enough to be that rank? And a lot of times I think I don't. I don't do enough. But yet someone goes, oh my gosh, you do so much for, so, oh, okay, thank you, but I'm not doing enough to be that.
Right.
So I think it's really about the amount of experience, the amount of work you put into it, how much of it, as far as taekwondo is, how much does it consume your life? I mean, I kind of think that to be a fourth degree black belt, you should also be, you're also considered an instructor, not an assistant instructor. So you have to be instructing. So what does instructing mean? For me, it means you're leading a class. You're not helping a class, you're leading a class. Does that mean you have to own a dojang? I'm not sure. I think owning a dojang is separate than taekwondo.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The technical aspect, because there's so much more in a dojang than there is just knowing about taekwondo.
Right.
So some people may not have that skill set.
Right.
Okay. Can you lead a class? And that's kind of why we have our black belts, if they're third degree and above, must lead a class on their own. I don't want to be involved in, I can't cover the class. I don't want to be involved in, what do I do? You're fourth degree. You must know how to lead that, control that.
Yeah.
Right? Someone wants to sign up. Okay, you don't have to sign them up. You can let me know.
Yeah. Right. But sometimes it's important to also have those courses because you could, like if you had a fourth dan and you didn't really know his previous experience, he could have been training for 20 years but might not be close to what you would hope to have in that organization.
Now, oh, absolutely. That's so true. That's even true with everything else we do. Like doctors have to have refresher courses on different things. And I would hope that people just do it on because they want to do it. They want to learn. They want to continue to move forward, right?
Mm-hmm.
Things do change, absolutely. We do patterns different today than we did it 40 years ago, 50 years ago, whatever.
Yeah.
And so you kind of need to do those kind of things. I remember going to an IIC and there was a couple fourth degree black belts, I remember. And we went to the seminar with General Che and they came out of the seminar like, oh my gosh, there's so much change. And then I was talking to this other instructor because we've been going to a bunch of these.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you talking about? I don't see the change, but okay.
Right.
You know, you pick up some new things. But they were like, oh my gosh. And it's because they hadn't really been to that kind of a course, right?
Yeah.
And then you also have people that do, I took the IIC. Before, right? That was also like 20 years ago. It's the only one they go. Well, why don't you go? Because I've already taken it.
Yeah.
It's the same all the time anyway. Yeah, it is and it isn't, right? Mm-hmm. Or it reminds us of the things we forgot or whatever. So refreshers are definitely, I think, is really important. Don't get me wrong. I get it. It's a lot of time. But that's also one of the reasons why, if you're going to be a expert, you got to keep those things up as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's important, whether it's a requirement or not a requirement. No. I would hope that people would do that on their own. I mean, like that plumber guy. He'll do the course because it's required because of the state.
Mm-hmm.
But would he need to do it? Maybe he wouldn't need to do it, especially since he does it day in and day out, and he just knows it.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
I don't know. But if it's a requirement, then it's a requirement. So as an organization, that's what I would say about that.
Mm-hmm.
And in some ways, I guess you kind of have to make it a requirement because otherwise people just don't do it.
Yeah. I think that's usually what happens.
You know, I had someone says, but didn't you do that course recently? He says, yeah, I know, but I want to do it.
Right. Right.
Can't do everything, but yeah, if I can, I'll go do it.
Right. Anyways, let us know your guys' thoughts on experts. As always, don't forget to be safe.
Keep training.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Take one.
Thanks for listening to our podcast.
We hope that you enjoyed it. We hope to see you next time.